Previously on the Fantastic Worlds podcast. According to the legends, if a hut dances around and refuses to let you in through its tiny door, you must stand in front of it and loudly call out, "Hut, oh hut, turn your back to the woods and your front to me."
We're going to be playing Reign of Winter. We really hope you enjoy it.
I'm Abby, and I'm playing Pippa Loxley.
I am indeed Angel. I will be playing Abraxas Hillrunner.
My name is Kaylee. I am playing Odessa Granade.
When you arrive at the Plot and Hook Tavern, you find that you may need to act sooner than planned. He told the village council that the noblewoman's escort came under attack by bandits and strange wintry creatures near the edge of the border wood.
It's like, I've got a beer, I've got things that explode, I've got this really hot chick.
It's a massacre. Bodies everywhere. The stench of death. They got, they got taken down pretty hard.
I'm gonna pop that sucker open.
And when you open it, two ropes all of a sudden break loose and buried underneath the snow, and it snaps forward, and a giant logs come swinging down towards you.
Hello, Dustin the Dungeon Master here. First off, I want to thank everybody, a heartfelt thank you, for listening to episode 1 of the Fantastic Worlds podcast. Technically, it's our second episode because we did have an episode 0, but, you know, who's counting? The Fantastic Worlds podcast kind of has been something I started thinking about really heavily in January, and I wrote out a very long worded plan about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to see it. And then I went to my friends, and surprisingly, and maybe a little crazily, they all agreed with me. I'm pretty sure every single one of them regrets that decision at this point. But nonetheless, it has given me something to look forward to and to focus on. And here we go, 9 months later, or almost 9 months later, oddly enough, the gestation of giving birth, we have our first couple of episodes released. I think our characters are pretty unique, and I really love every single one of them, from Pippa's southern accent to Abraxas's dogged determination, I guess we should say, and Odessa's need to hit on everything that moves. They all provide some great, great personalities. I think I want to talk a little bit, too, about what makes this, you know, what makes us different. I want to really focus on the fact that this is about fun first and math second. And I just looked at my notes and I wrote math first, fun second. Definitely not that way. It is fun first, math second. And I really want to emphasize with this podcast the rule of fun. We are going to follow the rules, and I believe in the roll of the dice. But honestly, we need to have some fun. And Pathfinder is not an easy thing to learn. Last episode, I said I played Pathfinder for 27 years, which is obviously not true since Pathfinder has only been around for about a decade. I have been tabletop gaming for 27 years, but I really hope that in understanding of that effort that, you know, we are going to make mistakes like that, we're not going to get, you know, hundreds of messages. I think we know when we make mistakes, and we definitely love good feedback, but, you know, just try to keep it light. One of the things that I've seen turn off a lot of new Pathfinder players is people really harshing on making mistakes or making somebody feel smaller than themselves. And I really did not want that environment when we started this game. I wanted everybody to feel like this was a place they could learn and they can grow. And I don't always succeed at that. I think sometimes I make mistakes that make our players not feel the best, but I try. I try to step back. I try to educate and try to be the best. So I think they are all having fun. I am having fun, and I hope you all enjoy our show. So it is without further ado, I present to you episode 2. Cold may cause shrinkage. I think we all ended the last episode on a little bit of a high note, don't you, Abby?
Oh, yeah. Real high. Real high up in the trees. Real high up in the trees where Pippa did not see the incredibly obvious trap. What would I have had to have rolled to have seen him?
20.
Wow.
So you're close.
I picked Rogue specifically for trap finding, and she can't even do that.
It's all in the dice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, what was the damage, Dustin?
Well, as you all noted, Pippa is in a little bit of a bind. I imagine if this was a TV show, it would all be in slow motion. Abraxas is looking for an ambush, looking through the trees, preparing to be attacked. Odessa has an uneasy feeling in her stomach while Jim is jumping for joy to find out what is in the chest. And Pippa, confident that the chest is free of traps, slowly opens up the box only to hear the snap of two ropes breaking off, sliding underneath the snow and up the trees, releasing two logs to get endured by Ewok bandits.
Fucking Ewoks.
Are they really Ewoks?
No, they are not Ewoks.
Or like Pathfinder analogs for Ewoks?
Unfortunately not.
Bro, that's such a bummer.
Abraxas, since you had such a high perception, I think you had a 23 last episode, roll me a percentage die. If you get above 50%, you will pull Pippa out of the way before the trap hits her.
Come on, rainbow dice.
Roll well. Roll
you
well.
Can do this. 86.
As you open the box, Abraxas is looking around and he's like, what is that rope climbing up that tree? And he's like, holy shit. And he leaps forward and turns around and glides down out of the way just nice. As the log slams into the treasure chest, exploding it. You have avoided the trap.
Still in slow-mo, Pippa's like, what the fuck?
So when the chest erupts, does anything good come out?
Yeah, is there like some raining gold?
When you look at the chest, it appears to be completely empty.
That's bullshit.
Much bullshit.
However, you gotta let me finish. It appears that the bandits decided to bury the treasure underneath the treasure chest, hoping that if you opened it, it would spring the trap. Underneath the treasury chest, you find a cache that contains the majority of weapons and armor stripped from Lady Argentea's guards.
There we go.
Including 5 sets of leather armor, 3 sets of studded leather armor, a small masterwork chain vest, 2 light wooden shields, 7 long swords, 2 spears, a masterwork dagger, and 3 light crossbows with a total of 25 bolts. You have cleared out this area.
Pippa's gonna be very suspiciously scanning the tree line now that a trap sprung. And can I roll a perception check to see if I notice any signs of like bandits?
Yes, go ahead.
10.
You do not see any bandits, but Abraxas with his 23 definitely did not see any bandits as well. So you all are all good.
Okay, well then we're fine.
So there is a trail up in front of you. Do you guys wish to proceed down it?
Yeah, let's do it.
You continue down the trail left by the bandits. The snow becomes increasingly deep in this part of the forest. A soft cascade of snow falls from the overhead branch, hissing softly as it strikes the ground. Why don't you all roll me a perception check?
25.
Is it 23 for Pippa?
18.
Do I smell anything? Bandits, fairies.
Does it smell fall under perception?
Yes, but anything within 30 feet, I can recognize smells.
Abraxas, you start to pick up on something.
Snossages?
Not snossages.
Fuck. It's never snossages.
What order are you walking down the trail in?
I'm thinking probably Pippa first, since she's going to be checking for traps. Mm-hmm. More of them.
And Abraxas, like, really close by.
And Odessa and Jim are probably just haphazardly following behind.
You're smelling like a really bad breath. That's what it smells like to you. And it's not Odessa or Pippa or Jim. So you don't know where it is. You're just picking up a bad breath.
There's a foul stench in the air.
Just as you do that, a giant worm creature jumps out of the snow and attacks Pippa. Roll for initiative.
Giant size? Like mechanics giant size?
No, it's medium size, but it looks like a dragon.
All right, that is 19 for me.
Pippa got a 9.
11. When it rolls low for a couple times, then it's all high in 20s.
And I'm going to allow Praxis a surprise round as well, because he knew something was coming. He just didn't know where it was coming from.
Check.
Pippa, the worm has moved towards you, and it goes to grapple you. So roll me your CMD.
28.
So you are now grappled. It's going to try to bite you. Oh, it rolls a 1.
Yay!
Angel, pull me a critical fail card.
Tripped. You are knocked prone.
Perfect.
Does it just go timber, like,
does it lose its grapple?
The Arctic tasselt worm starts to wrap around you to bite. It somehow gets caught on your outfit and busts loose. It just flings itself forward and falls prone. It is now Abraxas' turn.
I feel like Odessa has more respect for your clothing now than watching, like, a wardrobe malfunction prone a creature. Just like, oh, all right.
And that's why you add lace.
Braxis is going to use a word of power. He's going to stare at the worm and go, Canthor. And that's a verbal spell. I'm casting Flare. So I'm going to create a burst of light. And that's a Fortitude DC 12 for the worm.
It rolls a 21.
Then we'll move action. I'm going to take out, he's going to take out his scimitar.
Okay, and now we start over. Odessa, you're up.
So I'm going to take that 5-foot step to the left, and I'm going to shoot at it with my fancy gun. 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Ho-ho! Max damage. That is 10.
Nice. Kill it. Kill it!
It does not take a fatal blow, but it does take a significant bit of damage. You shoot it in the side. For what of a side is, it's a giant snakey dragon worm thing. You hit in a pretty vital area. The dragon begins to get up pretty furious at the fact that it got so easily owned by garments. In doing so, he opens himself up to an attack of opportunity. So, Pippa, roll me an attack.
Pippa yanks her cold iron dagger out of her belt and rolls an 8 to hit.
Okay, and you completely miss this prone creature lying on the ground, or what kind of lying?
Yanks it out of her belt, just swings wildly because she's so freaked out.
He goes to bite you.
Natural one again.
Does a 23 hit you?
Oh yeah, 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 that definitely hits me.
It's a 23 hit.
You take 9 points of damage. Roll me a fortitude.
Doesn't sound great. 13.
You passed.
Woo!
He goes to breathe on you, and you just cough at the foul stench of his breath.
The thing has halitosis. That was what I was smelling.
Halitosis.
Braxis, you're up.
I'm going to move in and swing down with the scimitar. I'm going to aim for the bullet wound. 15.
A 15 hits.
Yes.
Exactly.
Ha-ha, my rainbow dice. All right, damage. 6 total.
He looks pretty hurt at this point.
Yeah, he does.
And with that, Pippa, you're up.
So Pippa's gonna go for him with her dagger again. And that was an 11.
And you missed.
And I missed again.
Oh my gosh.
Odessa, you're up.
Finish him.
I am going to try to shoot him again, see if I can't hit him in his other stupid side. That is 18 against touch.
That is a hit.
Get wrecked, you scaly bitch. That is a 9.
You shoot him right between the eyes and he just drops.
Yes.
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 You have vanquished the Arctic tasselt worm.
You just look back and Odessa has Jim on her shoulder and he like looks at her and they just like fist bump.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, he's really ruining my day, so. Pippa, I can skin him. You can make him into shoes. Is that something you're into? No?
I don't know. Is he a pretty color?
He is white.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yes, you should definitely skin him. In the meantime, I've got this giant bite wound. It's kind of making my vision white out.
Let me take care of that for you. Ooh, max with a 1. That's 9.
Oh my god. Thank you so much.
As Odessa skins the worm, inside you find sacks of poison.
Ooh. They're like glands?
Yeah.
Nice.
Careful with those.
I can definitely make use of these. I don't know if anybody else.
Girl, they are all yours.
All right.
I don't need balls in my life.
That's all right, honey. I'll do all the ball wrangling for us.
Perfect.
But a bunch.
Poison balls.
I like that they're going into the inventory like that. That's awesome. How's that wound, Pippa?
Oh, it's much better. I'm feeling 100% again.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Odessa's just kind of like eyeing you from afar.
I want to help, but I don't know what to do, so I'm going to stay back here. Jim, isn't it pretty? Oh my gosh.
As the echoes of your gun bullets and the noise of battle has subsided, it is very beautiful. As much as you hate snow, I think Odessa would admire the beauty of the scenery. If it wasn't for the fact that you guys might be murdered at any second, you might be able to enjoy this as a nice little vacation. You continue down the path, and the density of the trees are slowly increasing as you proceed through them. You see feathered bundles and strange fetishes hang from the lowest branches of the trees in this part of the forest. Swaying and shifting in the wind, all are stuck through with small pins holding pieces of leather bound around them.
I want to investigate.
That's creepifying.
Well, that's creepy. Okay. Does it look pretty, or does it look...
like Christmas decorations.
Yeah, like, do we looking at Christmas at the Addams Family, or are we looking at some serial killer basement has a tree?
Roll perception.
18.
Oh, 19.
24.
The feathered fetishes are actually the frozen corpses of dead crows, pierced with tiny arrows.
Oh, that's not cool. You know how much I love crows.
How small are these arrows?
The word that comes to mind is diminutive.
Oh, they're fucking tiny. Oh, it's winter-touched fae. What's their beef with crows?
Roll me a knowledge nature.
25.
Yeah, you definitely know that this is some diminutive fae, and whoever is doing it must be fucking evil, because, I mean, who else would go and kill a bunch of crows? As you guys are walking through, Abraxas, does a 15 hit you?
It exactly hits me.
Roll me a fortitude.
Easy peasy. Yeah, 18 without anything added to it.
Kaylee, does a 18 hit?
Yes.
Roll me a fortitude.
13.
You are good. Pippa, go ahead and does... Oh, this is a critical threat.
Oh, yay. Oh, great.
No.
Does an 18 hit?
Mm-hmm.
You take 4 points of damage.
Well, I guess that's not as bad as last time.
And roll me a fortitude save.
Okay.
Don't say it until you'd rolled that fortitude save, man.
Okay, that's a 12.
You are fine.
Yes, thank God.
Roll me initiative.
13.
3.
20.
Pippa, roll me a perception check.
21.
You see a live, diminutive creature. It looks like a humanoid with a wispy, moth-like wings and long, thin ears. It looks like a little fairy. It has long, green hair. Well, long for its size. It, to you, it'd be like a clipping of your hair. You can't really see its eyes from that distance, but it glows like a fairy that you've heard in tales of back in the day. It's pretty much a stereotype. In the back of your head, what you've always pictured a fairy to look like.
A little Tinkerbell?
Basically a little Tinkerbell.
A little blue, green-haired Tinkerbell?
The difference is this one's trying to kill you.
Son of a gun. They're
so it's less elaborate. Cute.
Fairies.
Pippa's gonna yell and point at it, be like, guys, over there! And swing her crossbow around. Aim and shoot. Natty, 20.
Hell yes.
Yes.
Roll me a confirmation.
Please, please. 3. It super does not confirm, but I get max damage, right?
You do get max damage, so...
So 6.
So you have seriously hurt one of them. Abraxas, does a 19 hit?
Yes, it does. I'm level 1, remember.
Roll me a fortitude save.
My best save. 16.
You are good. Oh, a critical fail.
Crit fail. Short bow piercing, right?
Yep.
Pinched in parts, you take 1d6 points of damage.
You hear a, ow! Really tiny sounding, like, kind of voice, and...
That's karma. I say that in Sylvan, the language of the fairies.
And you hear, you son of a bitch, in the background.
You watch your mouth.
Odessa, you're up.
I can see this tiny little douchebag up there.
The only person who can see it right now is Pippa. You do know that you were getting shot from something on the right side. And if you roll me a perception check, you might be able to see it.
That is a 22.
Okay, all of a sudden in front of you.
Dead bitch. Okay, I am going to shoot at her, and Jim is just mad. He's just sitting on my shoulders like, rah! Like, somebody shot at us! Rah! Rah! Kill it! Jim is upset. He's in the cold. Shit is being shot at him. He's not a happy
it's
dude.
It's all bad.
not happy. Okay, that is a 18.
You hit. Roll me damage.
That is 12 points of damage.
Holy shit.
You blast it, and it just explodes.
The murder stick strikes again.
Ew, nice.
It is actually the one near Abby. Roll me a perception, Abigail.
11.
He disappears.
Oh, crap. Where are these little bastards coming from?
And I can't believe this. I rolled another one.
Yes. You should use that dice all the time.
Pull me a card there. Same thing. It's a piercing or a short bow.
Bullseye. Your shot ricochets and hits you near the eye. You are blinded for one round.
Perfect.
That's amazing.
Perfect.
See,
I'm so excited.
And next it is Abraxas. You're up.
Oh, I'm up. All right. Well, I will look around since I don't even see where they're at. Oh, yes. 21.
21. And with that 21, you see that one that disappeared for Pippa has shown back up.
I will take out my wand of burning gaze. And
yes, I'm so glad we splashed on that thing.
Me too.
Activate it. It takes a standard action to use it, so I have to wait one more round.
Pippa, you're up.
Pippa is gonna reload her crossbow and scan the tree line to see if she can pick it back up.
Give me a perception.
That's a 21.
You see the fairy now.
All right, you little bitch.
You're a little bitch.
Natural 20.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my yes. God.
Roll the confirm. Okay.
Kill it.
Oh my god.
It's an 8.
Oh my god.
I can't roll to confirm.
The queen of rolling but crits and can't confirm them.
I can never confirm my crits. Max damage. It's 1d6.
As you let an arrow fly loose, it goes through the body and sticks into the tree behind it. And it just hangs there lifeless.
Anybody want a shish kebab? Anyone? Anyone? No.
Throw another fae on the Barbie.
Put another fae on the Barbie.
Abraxas is thinking about it.
Naturally.
All of a sudden, you see this creature barreling towards you, Pippa, because you're right there in the front, and you get blasted with a ton of color. Roll me a will DC 15.
That sounds like color spray.
Yay, that sounds fun. That would be an 8.
Oh my god, Abby.
Disco lights in your face.
A vivid cone of clashing colors springs forth from the hand, causing Pippa to become stunned, blinded, and unconscious for...
What the fuck? Just in time for pride.
Just in time for pride.
Perfect.
I am stunned and unconscious by the rainbow.
Just as one is at pride. After drinking large amounts of alcohol. Stunned and unconscious.
You are stunned for 5 rounds and unconscious for 5 rounds.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Odessa, you're up.
So I am going to get as close to her as I can. I'm assuming I see her drop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you actually see the fairy now because it did not hide. It was pissed off. It went straight for a run.
I'm going to shoot her because now I'm pissed. Okay, 17.
That's a hit.
Shit, yeah, it is. Fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
That is a 10.
You explode the second fae of the day. It just, the blood splatters everywhere, and there's like this kind of starburst blood splat on the snow. And you have killed the fae.
Does Pippa wake up?
You are out of the combat, and Pippa's there unconscious.
So Odessa is going to run up to her and pick her up out of the snow, because that shit's cold, and that is how you get hypothermia. And you know she's wearing some lacy fucking garbage that isn't going to keep her warm enough in the snow. So Odessa's just going to piggyback her around until she wakes the fuck up. Abraxas can help too if he should choose to.
Pippa, you wake up to a teddy bear wrapped around your neck. You're riding on Odessa's back.
Y'all, I gotta say, so far this adventure sucks. But this is nice.
Pippa's just like still asleep, lightly snoring. Pretending so that she can just continue to be carried.
Keep riding.
Odessa's just going to keep carrying you for a minute because now she's worried about you. And she's just going to be like, it's fine. I can carry you a little bit longer. Jim needs company. This is fine. Just rest a minute. Okay.
Much appreciated. A giant worm thing bit me and then I got a color explosion and I just can't right now.
It's fine. Just stay down for a minute. You're freaking me out.
I've got halfling levels of can't even right now.
Wouldn't that be half the level of can't even?
Well, I mean, but they're very small. The can't evens are just, they fill them up so much faster.
Perfect. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I know now Brexus is tempted to try one just to see.
We're walking ahead of you, buddy. If you want to pick one up and take a bite, like, nobody would know.
We wouldn't see.
Well, there's literally one that's whole, and it's actually on a nifty little pick, so you can cook it later.
Yeah.
Cook? Brexus only cooks his food when, like, people are around.
She's all nice and skewered like a kebab for you.
Really?
So.
I mean,
meat on the stick is the best kind of meat.
It's really true. I mean, I don't even eat meat, and I like
it's
shit
natural.
On a stick. It's
why,
great.
Why let it go to waste?
Stuff on a stick is the best thing.
Uh-huh. Abraxas, you gonna try it? Now I'm like, I really am invested in you eating this one.
He has to consider where it's like, maybe a little bite.
This
like
little
on the
nibble.
Foot.
It's just so wolf that it's so fun.
Huff puff, this is huff delicious. Puff. Actually, Kaylee, what were you saying you guys are gonna do?
We're gonna keep going through the terrible forest of terrible, where it's cold and terrible.
Should we track these things back to their source?
I think we should just light this entire area on fire and start from scratch, because this place is obviously just a shithole of ice and fucked up little creatures.
Now, Odessa, only you can prevent a forest fire.
I don't want to prevent it. I want to start it.
Oh, there might be still half a chance Argentea is still alive. Otherwise, I'd be right there with you.
You don't want to burn down, like, bunnies and things like that.
Bunnies are delicious, especially roasted.
Burning down all the bunnies in this area prevents more of this shit from happening. Fuck bunnies. Just saying. They procreate quickly. The populace will respawn. Hate this place.
Nature will find a way.
I can try to track them back to their source.
The source happens to be the trail you guys have been following this entire time, so...
Oh, fantastic. That-a-way.
If we must.
I pick up one of the shish kebab fairies and put it in my pack. You never know, what if we get hungry later? They're edible, right? Meat.
Best to pack a snack.
Odessa just kind of eyes you like,
I hate them, but I don't think I can deep down a cannibalism just yet. I don't know. Come back to me in like a week.
I'm not a fae.
It's just humanoid, man.
I'm not a fae.
It's humanoid.
It's like, oh,
you don't
I
fucking
knew,
know
I knew
she
that.
Might be.
He puts it back out of his pack and drops it. I totally knew that wasn't the correct.
I was clearly making what you call a joke.
Oh, yes.
These strange humans that I've been traveling with seem to think it's uncomfortable if I try to eat something else that looks human.
I just want Abraxas to keep a journal of just, like, weird shit humans do that he's, like, growing up.
Oh, I need to start doing that.
I was not taught this strange ritual of showers.
Okay, moving on.
Right. We're doing
trail.
A thing.
Moving down
fine.
The trail. Oh, I'm switching out from my falchion to my sling, and I'm loading it with one of my cold iron bullets to be ready, just in case.
You continue to wander the path, and then you see this majestic and graceful, powerful animal that has branching antlers atop its head. It is almost sparkling white. Its fur is so shiny. This animal has been well cared for, and lifts his nose to the air and starts sniffing, and then he looks towards you, and he doesn't look angry at all. He just kind of approaches you and goes...
He's approaching us?
Yes, very calmly, though, not angry. Well, hello there, friends. How are you?
I'm sorry, Dustin, is that your horse voice?
It's Mr. Ed.
Wow.
Now, we've already established that this animal is not native to this zone and shouldn't be talking. We had that discussion before we left town.
A talking stag is not native to this area, but talking stags are native to Iris.
Check.
Or could be native to Cirrus, and you've heard stories.
Witchcraft is what I say.
Hello, how are you guys doing on this beautifully chilly day?
Your idea of a beautiful day and mine are not the same, but, you know, we're getting through it.
Do you hail from these parts?
What? Okay, so that's a good question. Where are we?
You're in the forest. There's snow.
I know. Okay, so, but, like, where is the forest? Like, if you had to label it in the world, like, what country would it be in?
I'm not sure. I was wandering, and I just ended up in this place unfamiliar to me. I heard some people talking, was the something woods, something border woods, something like that. This is an area I've never been to before.
We haven't moved geographically. Winter has just come here in a very intense way out of season.
You mean it's not winter here all the time?
No, friend.
No.
No, it isn't.
By the way, is no one else noticing that it's a talking deer?
I mean,
I'm not a deer. I'm a stag.
Is that what we're seeing, or am I still rainbow blind?
I'm going to do a perception, just in case ambush and all that fun stuff. 21. I give the air a little sniff.
Everything looks fine. You smell a very well cared for stag.
This area is not safe there, brother. You should head back to from where you came. Just go in the direction that you came from.
Hey, hold it. Hold it. I'm not done asking this very nice white stag some questions, okay? Just hold the phone. I'm sorry. What was your name? I missed it.
My name is Stag.
I'm sorry. Your name is Stag? You are a stag. Your name is Stag.
We don't have names out here.
All right. So where are you from originally? Like, where did you grow up? What neighborhood?
Well, aren't we in Irison?
See, that was the question I was asking originally, and you seemed not helpful. But no, you are not in Irison anymore.
Where are you guys from?
Kansas.
Pippa's still peeking suspiciously over Odessa's shoulder, eyeballing this talking stag. So it's like, this is Taldor. How did you get here?
I just walked.
How long did this walk take?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've been out here for a day or two.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't check out.
Who takes care of me?
I take care of myself.
No, I want to do a sense motive. You can't be that well-groomed. I know grooming yourself. I don't say that out loud, of course, but Abraxas knows grooming himself, and you can't be that well-groomed. 13 sense motive.
He appears to be telling the truth.
All right, I'm going to do it too.
So will Pippa. She is extremely suspicious of a talking deer.
I got an 18.
Pippa got a 16.
You both notice that the voice is not coming from his mouth, and in fact, seems to be sourced on his back.
Oh, shit.
So Odessa's gonna walk around the side, and she's not pulling her gun out, but she's kind of shifted Pippa to the side so that she can pull her gun out really easily. And so she's kind of like got her hand on it while still carrying Pippa. And so she's gonna walk around the side of this crazy ass stag.
What are you doing? Why are you out upon this parts?
We're just fans of the wilderness.
We're on a nature hike.
Do you need to be escorted
back?
We're
just out for a walk.
Roll me a bluff, all of you.
On a walk.
Oh, yeah, mine's
natural
a 1.
Natural 20. So, 23.
Natural 18, mine's so a 25.
Mine's a natural 1, and Abraxas is thinking, it's like, this could feed a family for days. Look at those haunches.
Oh my god.
Why are you traveling out this parts?
Me personally? It's my job.
What's your job?
Escorting fine animals such as yourself to safety. Escort you to my belly.
What was that?
Nothing.
What was that?
I'm like, escort you to safety. My stomach's like, grum, grum, grum,
grum. Oh, well, that's an interesting career choice. Does it pay well?
He means, do you get money for it?
Oh, no. Oh, heavens no.
Odessa is literally looking at you like, oh my god, just fucking shut up. Stop talking.
If Abraxas sees that, then he'll be like, I have something in my teeth. Just anything not to talk.
I am... I just had a couple more questions. You know, I think you got a little dirt there on your backside there, on your hide. Why don't I help you with that?
I think I'm fine. And he turns and looks over his head and he's like, yeah, I'm fine.
No, I really think that I think it just looks like a smidgen of dirt. I got a cloth right here. I can just wipe it off real fast. It'd be real helpful, I think. You're such a pretty white color. You don't want dirt on your hide.
Your friendship is appreciated.
I like how you're better with animals than I am.
You want to eat them. That's why.
Please, I appreciate the help.
All right, so she's like walking by, has like a cloth, and is just going to like brush off the hide that's not dirty.
Oh, goodness. There you go. Oh, it looks so much better. What is on his back?
There's nothing on his back.
It just sounds like something's coming. His voice is coming from not his face.
Give me another perception roll.
All right.
Can we all roll?
Sure.
I mean, you're with me, so you would see what I would see. Abraxas doesn't see shit.
No, he's wondering why we're still out talking to this thing.
Pippa rolled an 18.
I have a 17.
You hear the noise coming off of the back, but you don't see anything.
Mr. Stag, I suppose. Animals around here don't normally talk in human languages. How is it that you're speaking common?
I just always spoke this way.
Uh-huh.
Not all animals talk, but I've met a few over the years.
Is this enough of a distraction for Abraxas to, like, stealth off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna, like, stealth off into, like, I don't know, the bushes or something. Oh, hell yes. 26.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that happens when Odessa was wiping off the dirt because the head was turned and looking at it, you know, because it was eyeing you and making sure that you weren't gonna do anything crazy pants. So yeah, I'm gonna say...
Because you looked like you were gonna fucking eat him.
So wherever there's bushes or I don't know where I would, like, stealth to naturally.
I moved you to where some bushes are.
Okay. I remember all my winter... clothes is white.
Where did your friend go?
I bet he went into the bushes to, you know, relieve himself.
Oh, I understand. I just don't know why he just doesn't do it wherever he's standing and all of a sudden you hear this sound underneath.
Because people don't let me anymore. Apparently I'm not supposed to do that.
It was disgusting.
It's a weird human thing where we typically do private stuff in the private.
All right, our sense motive thinks that he's just, like, the nicest fucking guy, right?
Like, just a nice deer who can talk.
Well, roll me a sense motive again. Okay. You guys have been talking for a while.
All right, I got a 19.
And Pippa got a 24.
He is lying through his teeth.
Perfect.
All right, so I'm not telling
he
him
seems
fucking,
too fucking
shit.
Nice.
Dude, we both know that or just Pippa?
You both know that. Well, you all have a good day, and he starts to walk away.
Wait, I just, you know, I felt like we were friends. And you don't want to, maybe we could have dinner together? I mean, we're hungry. I have berries. I'm not going to eat
gonna
you.
Just going to shoot him.
Oh, shit.
While Odessa's talking.
I'm not going to eat you. I'm not into game. No offense.
Roll me initiative, guys.
Damn it.
13.
8.
Hey. Abby can go first. She said it first, technically.
Pippa, you were going to take a shot?
Okay, I got rolled a natural 19, so with my attack bonus, that's a 23. Okay, and on a 19 to 20, I get to confirm, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I am going to assume that a 10 does not confirm. A
10 does not hit, but you do get to do max damage.
Okay, so he takes 12 points of damage.
Ow! Abraxas, he looks like he's ready to carve and eat up.
Yes, starts salivating, has a free action.
Odessa, you are up.
Odessa's gonna pull out her gun and aim it at his face, and she's gonna say,
are you ready to start telling the truth now?
And she's going to attempt to intimidate him. That is a 16.
You have demoralized him. So he's shaken for 2 rounds. -2 penalty on attack rolls. Okay, good job there, Odessa. And now it is Braxis' turn.
Does he say anything? She asked him a question.
No, he just goes, oh, like he tries to shake it off, kind of freaked out.
Braxis is going to... He's going to use his sling. 15.
That's a hit. Roll me damage.
Some cold iron goodness. 5 points of damage.
And he drops to the ground. And as he drops to the ground,
all of a sudden this minuscule green-skinned humanoid with a small needle-thin rapier and a pair of dragonfly wings comes rushing towards Odessa and goes to attack. And it touches your gun, and I need you to roll me a will save on your gun.
Oh shit, it's casting its devious
fucking
fairy
fuck
magic.
Okay, so I don't have a bonus on will save because I don't. That is a 14.
You just pass.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh god, what if it's like chill metal or some fucking thing like that?
Oh,
Pippa, roll me a knowledge arcana.
14.
You know that the incantation he was saying was shrink item.
Oh, little pistol.
Oh,
little
my
pistol,
god.
Little pea shooter.
It would have shrink it down to diminutive size.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
So people think shrinkage and cold isn't like a thing. There you go.
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh wait, can the episode's nice. Name be like shrinkage?
Shrinkage.
Shrinkage. Perfect.
Cold may cause shrinkage.
Cold may cause shrinkage. There we go.
Would she know whether or not he needs to be close to actually pull that spell off?
It was a touch. He went up and touched the weapon.
Then, as a free action, Pippa's going to yell out of the bushes like, Odessa, back the fuck up.
Okay.
If he can touch you, he can mess up your shit.
Since it's Pippa's turn, I'm going to say that's her free action. Now, what would you like to do?
Now that she's kind of given away her location by yelling, she's going to see if she can stealth into some other bushes.
Okay.
A 15?
Sure.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Is that your turn?
Let's crit this bitch, please, dice. It's a 19.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. Will she confirm, though?
17. Did I confirm?
Yes, it is confirmed. So pull me a crit card there, Angel.
Crit card! Woo!
Tenacious wound. Normal damage and 1d2 con damage. Target does not heal this damage naturally.
Oh, wow. That's pretty nasty.
Okay, so that's 4 points of damage. I also get to roll a d2. One additional point.
So you did 5 points in total?
I did 5 points total of damage.
Hopefully that lowers their hit points. We can only hope.
Yep, Odessa, you're up.
She's pissed. And, she's just gonna aim at his forehead and just try to wreck him. 18 to hit.
It's a hit.
And that is 13 points of damage.
And he falls to the ground and dies.
In the noggin.
Yes!
I'm traveling with a bunch of badasses.
I knew there was something funny about this. She comes back out of the bushes.
As you clamor around the dead stag and the very angry Faewyn was his name, you find a bag on the stag containing a carved ivory scroll case, a carnelian gem, a lapis azuli gem, an obsidian gem, a quartz unworked gem, a tiger eye gem unworked, a tiger eye gem, a potion of arcane mark, a scroll of shield, and 15 gold, 19 silver pieces, and 10 copper pieces.
Wow. That is quite a haul on that guy.
Tiny douchebag was rolling.
I am suddenly super glad we bumped into him.
I mean, I'm glad one of us is.
Abraxas waits a couple of minutes before coming out of the bushes, just in case there was another ambush.
You continue down the trail. You come into a clearing after spending some time in the trees. A human-sized snowman stands in the middle of the trail before the frozen stream.
Pardon? A snowman?
Oh my god. A snowman?
A crude wooden sign leans against it and bears the words, "Trespassers, turn back."
That's like the chest all over again. We don't need to touch it, right? Does it have anything that you guys want to take off the body?
It's a snowman.
That disgusting effigy. Like, at the breakfast, have I ever seen a snowman? I'm like, what the hell
is this? A disgusting effigy. Oh my god.
I'm sure Abraxas has seen a snowman at some point.
No, I know. He's made some. I don't want to go near it.
It looks like a snowman.
Like with the carrot nose and everything?
Yep.
I recommend we give this thing a wide berth. That looks creepy. This has been the most creepifying day I've ever had.
I don't like the look of that.
Already don't like snow, and the fact that it now looks like a person that could potentially fuck me up, I'm just entirely uninterested.
As you guys are standing there, the snowman turns its head up and says, "Can't you read? The sign says turn back. Now get lost, and we'll see you next week."
All right. Fucking creepy thing.
I am not getting lost, sir. No. You are trespassing.
They don't look like super tan, busty chicks?
Nope.
Dang.
That's too bad.
I'm actually kind of disappointed, you know?
Odessa, take care of them for us.
See if you can flirt your way out.
I mean,
take one for the team.